Lesson 3, the pronunciation of the vowel sounds. Remember, I alluded earlier that it is extremely important that you not try to do pronunciation changes without integrating them into both the resonance and the rhythm inflection patterns we studied before. What happens in Polish accent, also in most of other Slavic languages of Eastern Europe, with possible exception of Russian, is that there are what are in English pairs of vowels which migrate toward each other, and in case of Polish accent, almost seem to reverse their pronunciations, although that is not quite what is happening. The first pair we'll look at is the pair of vowels which in American English are long E, 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 and short I, I, I. Now, as I just said, these almost seem to reverse. You don't have the E, E, that sort of diphthongal drop pitch and double vowel in this Slavic sound. So instead of E, E, you almost have I, 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 which in context comes out sounding like I a lot of times to an American ear. So instead of seat, you'd have sit, see, si, yield. Yield. Keep the tone focus. Keep those lips in on the visualization of point of focus. Need. Nid. Meter. Meter. In the context of some sentences. He hurt his knees while skiing down the peak. He hurt his knees while skiing down the peak. He achieves intrigue very easily. He achieves intrigue very easily. Meat and cheese were served under the tree. Meat and cheese were served under the tree. Now let's look at the slightly reversed one where the short I, I, as in physical and pick, moves a little bit more toward that harder one, I, I. Physical, physical. Pick, pick. Inside, inside. Mistake, mistake. Wind, wind. These two are almost the same, but because our ears are used to hearing the distinction, it sounds almost like they're reversing. The inspector charged interest on Wilma's income. The inspector charged interest on Wilma's income. The chicken committed itself to the interest of dinner. The chicken committed itself to the interest of dinner. Sit inside the pavilion. Sit inside the pavilion. Now we move on to second pair of vowels that function very much the same way. These are U and U, which again seem like they're reversing, but instead are really moving toward similar vowel in between. So instead of U, U, you have O, O, studio, studio, school, school, review, review, pupil, pupil, truth, truth. The gloomy June moon is moving foolishly. The gloomy June moon is moving foolishly. It's true that Sue proves school is useful. It's true that Sue proves school is useful. They were soon to be marooned on the moon. They were soon to be marooned on the moon. And now the reverse, where you have the almost sounding a little bit more like ooh. Wooden, wooden. Ambush, ambush. Goodness, goodness. Faithful, faithful. Again, notice the more even stress on syllables from lesson two. Cushion, cushion. We pulled the wolf from the woods to the boulevard. We pulled the wolf from the woods to the boulevard. I understood there's a good book in the library. I understood there's a good book in the library. They couldn't find enough wooden beams. They couldn't find enough wooden beams. Now let us look at two vowels from English which become a same but different vowel in Polish accent. The A sound, cat, hat, man, and the A sound, duck under mother, both tend to become A, A in Polish accent. Looking at A, laugh, laugh, class, class, France, France, grant, grant. Now, of course, if in British accent, those would happen before certain sounds, but all as would happen in Polish. Also, and, at, at, camera, camera, back, back. Ask for the hand of any bashful man. Ask for the hand of any bashful man. They ate a lamb and ham sandwich at the camp. They ate a lamb and ham sandwich at the camp. The same principle for the A sound, becoming A in most situations. Trouble, trouble. Struggle, struggle. Under, under. Love, love. Above, above. A mother's love makes you struggle to come back, my brother. A mother's love makes you struggle to come back, my brother. And the puddle was made by some suds from the supper dishes. The puddle was made by some suds from the supper dishes. Once again, I must remind you here that it is not only the change in vowels that we're concentrating on, but the fact that we are integrating all of these changes into the point of focus, the change in muscularity, the slight laziness, the additional feeling of vibration further forward on the cheeks, that spot with the corners of the mouth coming in slightly more. also that there is a tendency to have less, fewer unstressed syllables, if any unstressed syllables. And at the same time, when we're stressing certain words, we're doing this by going up on the inflection on that word and then coming back down later, perhaps on the next word. If you concentrate on only the pronunciation, it will never really sound like the proper accent. Continuing with the lesson on the vowels of the Polish accent, we look now at the short O. Words like H-O-T, P-O-T, where in parts of the United States this would be pronounced ah, hot, pot, other parts hot, pot. Short O's in this Slavic accent are likely to migrate closer to a long O, at least the first part of a long O, O, O. So we have exotic, exotic, bond, bond, common, common, college, college. She dropped out of college. She dropped out of college. He's not popular because of many problems. He is not popular because of many problems. Again, a reminder, continue to focus the tone in that space near the front of the mouth, between the corners of the lips. The frog got groggy and hopped away. The frog got groggy and hopped away. Now, the next five vowels that we're going to look at are particularly important. They were alluded to earlier. These are the ones that are done most likely in conjunction with this upward lilt. A quick review, we said that the upward lilt is to stress words, more upward lilt on the most important words, but vowels which in English are diphthongs, double vowels, are more likely than others to have this upward inflection. So we will look first at the long A sound, and we will do them in conjunction with the upward inflection. Day, day. Rain, rain. It's almost a slightly softer, not A, but A, slightly softer first stage. Investigate, investigate. Neighbor, neighbor. Administration, administration. Again, the inflection goes up and stays up on that word, administration. A great April shower came our way today. A great April shower came our way today. Sometimes in an unstressed position, this will sound a little bit like an eh. A great April shower came our way today. But it can follow through with the two stages of the diphthong. Great April shower came our way today. The ailing aviator sought compensation after losing the race. The ailing aviator sought compensation after losing the race. Let's look now at the long O. The long O also tends to inflect upward, O, except here it is not pronounced exactly the same. Instead of O, there's going to be a tendency to have A, A. Just a, what is sometimes called a schwa or a neutral vowel. And instead of go, go. Explosion. Explosion. Closed. Closed. Oh. Either oh, or oh. Either the double or oh, Expropriate. Expropriate. Social. Social. Smoke rolled out of the open hotel window. Smoke rolled out of the open hotel window. The oboe and cello sat alone, woefully echoing tone for tone. The oboe and cello sat alone, woefully echoing tone for tone. Again, in the situations where you do not have as much of an upward inflection, it will sometimes sound as in Russian accent, like an ah, waffly, echoing, ton for ton, or with the upswing, ton for ton. Now we look at the diphthong I. This one really tends to take an upward inflection. Cry, cry. Advice, advice. Politely, politely. Arrive, arrive. Dialogue, dialogue. The ivy vines were tied down behind the shutters.
The ivy vines were tied down behind the shutters.
And it's the right time to recite ironic rhymes.
It's the right time to recite ironic rhymes. This one, as I said, tends with the I to have the greatest amount of upward inflection. Now another diphthong, ow, ow. Upward, sometimes moving a little bit toward an ow, ow. But don't think of this actually as a pronunciation change too much. It is basically stressed with the inflection. How? How? Crowd. Crowd. Perhaps that little extra rounding. Crowd. But not crowed. Crowed. Astounded. Astounded.
Geiger counter.
Geiger counter.
Pronouncement.
Pronouncement.
Wildflowers abound in out-of-the-way mountain towns.
Wildflowers abound in out-of-the-way mountain towns.
Of course, with the many repetitions, you won't have everyone taking an enormous stress lilt upwards. The scale proudly announced that I'd lost about a pound.
The scale proudly announced that I had lost about a pound.
And finally, the oi, oi, also tending to lilt upward. Soybeans,
soybeans.
Choice,
choice.
Exploits,
exploits.
Royalty,
royalty.
Rejoice,
rejoice.
Boisterous.
Boisterous.
The little boy was anointed with the oil of royalty.
The little boy was anointed with the oil of royalty.
First aid ointment is your best choice for aching joints.
First aid ointment is your best choice for aching joints.
Again, not every single time there is diphthong will it upward inflect to a large degree, but is
it is common for this to happen, and especially on these diphthongs. Please review these pronunciations. Remember to integrate them into the resonance and the inflections. And this is now the end of the lesson on pronunciation of vowels.